Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome back to the Uncle Hack Podcast. Things are great, aren't they? You having a good time in life? Me, I'm having a fabulous time. A couple dates for you. This weekend in Calgary, October 10th, the Danger Room returns to the Comedy Cave. A safe space for dangerous ideas. If you're a stand-up comedy fan and you're in Calgary, this Sunday, September 10th, we are at the Comedy Cave. Myself and Sam Walker host a room there. I am hosting it for the first time, okay? First time ever hosting a show. Did I say September or October? October 15th. If I said September, I'm retarded. October 15th, Danger Cats Roast Battles. Edmonton versus Calgary. There's a shit show happening right now. We'll talk about it briefly at the beginning of this episode of what's going on with Danger Cats Roast Battles. I kind of keep everybody in the dark on a lot of things, and I don't know why I do it. I should be an open book at times. But October 15th, Danger Cats Roast Battles returns, Volume 2, Edmonton versus Calgary, the Battle of Alberta. I am team captain for Edmonton, and Brett Forte is team captain for Calgary. This will be happening at Yuck Yucks in the Elbow River Casino, October 15th. Tickets are available on dangercatshop.com/tickets, I believe. Or if you just go to dangercatshop.com, you can get tickets. Lastly, Lethbridge, Alberta. I'm heading back to Southern Alberta October 23rd with the fine fellas. We will be at Good Times Comedy Club October 23rd. There's an early and late show. Tickets are going fast. Do head to dangercatshop.com as well to grip your tickets. Excited to go back home. Excited to do some comedy in front of all my friends and family back home. It's beautiful down there. I'm a big fan of always heading back to the dirty south. Well, decent episode ahead of us. I gotta suck you guys in, you know? I gotta suck you off and make you feel like you're gonna get something out of this when you come and listen to this show. Will you leave with any knowledge? No. Will you leave a better man? Yes. Will you contribute more to society by listening to this podcast? Absolutely not. All right? Absolutely not. But first, traditional masculinity. That's what we're going to talk. That's the topic of today. All right? Good fan question as well. First and foremost, Danger Cats Roast Battles. All right. I'm going to give the backstory of the whole scenario that got me into the mess that I'm in today. Okay. So, Danger Cats Roast Battles. First one went off August 20th here in Edmonton. Awesome time. The backstory between Danger Cats Roast Battles is Brett Forte, comedian out of Calgary. He ran a roast battle for quite some time. In February of 2021, I was a part of a roast battle that they had. They were doing the best they can during COVID regulations to throw an event. I got asked to come and battle. It was great for four-person tournament. Lost in the finals to Sam Walker, to where he regained the title. So I seen what these guys were doing, and I thought, why don't we collab brands, okay? Why don't you come underneath the Danger Cats banner? I seen all the stuff and the shenanigans that happened back in the day, the shit show that these guys were running, and it seemed like the ship was in not so shaky waters no more. I didn't know that it was just a shit show. It's a constant shit show. And you listen to this podcast from time to time, you know, you understand that I was a shithead back in the day doing some dummy things, pretending I knew who I was. And you know what? But the point that I'm making is that this uncertainty of roast battles and the shenanigans that go on, like the for instance, 1 minute Sam Walker's the champ, next minute he's like Brett's trying to steal the title from him. It's a shit show. One of the deal, part of the deal, I'll talk about the deal that was made. So part of the deal that was made with our roast battles was Brett remains commissioner. So he puts together the battles. Me and him discuss things, but he still wanted some creative control over it. Like if there's some outrageous ideas or just downright stupid ideas, then they get X-nayed. All right. It comes to the table. We discuss things, but sometimes he gets a little out of control and just does whatever the fuck he wants. So there's always something is always fucking happening. It's never just smooth sailing with this fucking guy. And I do love flying close to the sun. You know what I mean? Like I love some chaos. I love that this guy wants to kick up some dust, but my God. Maybe it's because I'm selfish and I want it on my terms and not anybody else's. But he has no problem creating a ruckus that doesn't mean anything. Just for the sake of creating a fucking ruckus. But, yeah. With the roast battles, we came to an agreement that they will come under the Danger Cats banner because I felt like they fit the brand quite well. I was a big fan of it. And now, here we're going into October 15th with Sam Walker banned from the club. Banned from Yuck Yucks. He can't step foot in the place. Why? I don't know. They're not telling me why. There is no reason why. I've tried getting it out of them. They won't tell me. So now, Walker can't defend his title. So now, Brett feels it's upon him to strip him of the title. Because he can't perform at this specific venue. Which, to me, is downright ignorant. No respect for the title. No respect for the strap, you know? Like, would you strip Chuck Liddell of his title if he couldn't fight in the Apex Center? No, you wouldn't. You'd change the fucking venue, you know? But not this guy. He's stubborn in his ways. Which I can also respect. I could also respect. So I don't know what's happening there. Right now, he's out gallivanting around trying to steal the fucking title from Sam Walker, for fuck's sakes. Like, this is like some spy versus spy goddamn game to him. You know? 1 minute, he's dancing on fucking TikTok like some 13-year-old fucking prepubescent teenager. And next minute, he's rolling around town and has defunded the fucking police cop car trying to steal the guy's title that he earned, you know? He beat me in the finals, he got the title, and now he's running around town trying to steal this title back. It's a shit show. I thought that the hellfire was all over with, you know? I thought that all the shenanigans were done with. Right before COVID, Walker, I don't know, I can't remember the exchange, but they didn't make fucking UK news because Walker got pissed off about something Brett did on stage and spit in his face right before the pandemic kicked off. Beautiful move. I respect it. Those are fighting words, but Brett's such a dainty fuck, he didn't take a single swing at him, you know? Like, this is the guy that we're dealing with here. Didn't take a single swipe at him. He gave him a push and told him to get the hell out of there. Maybe he was trying to save the show and not have violence there. But the disrespect on Sam's behalf was enough that I think he deserved a shot and he didn't get it. So Brett let him walk free on that one. And I think that this is repercussions of that. I think that somewhere deep down, whether they're acquaintances or friends or whatever it is, that he's trying to get back at him over spitting in his face, but he's not man enough to step to the plate and take it from him. He's tiptoeing around like a pansy trying to steal this title away from the fucking guy. You know, I don't know. It's a shit show. I acquired a shit show. In true Danger Cats fashion, I acquired a shit show. And so we're going to live with it. I like what's going on here. I'm not saying that I hate it. I would do it a little differently, but it is what it is, you know? We're taking Danger Cats to a whole new level. We're trying to run this thing through the stratosphere, and I got a little bit of a fucking ship on shaky waters, you know? We tried steering it into nice, clear skies, you know? Nice, beautiful water to sail upon, but the shit winds, like always, push us over into the goddamn tsunami storm that this brand loves to live and breathe in. You know, you guys as audience members know that. You guys get it. You're there for it. You get it. You understand it. That's why you follow it. And that's what this whole Danger Cat shit is. You know, the last roast battle's now finally on Patreon. So if you want to check that out, patreon.com/dangercat69. Good roast. Good roast, I thought. Good competitors. I lost in the final. It is what it is. I'll take my licks. But to have a commissioner running around like a fucking weasel like this is out of control. So we'll see what happens October 15th. I imagine that this asshole's got something up his fucking sleeve come October 15th when we put two teams together. Well, the teams are together. But when we clash forces and we see who's the better city. So that's all I got to say about that. That's what's happening with the roast battles. We'll see October 15th. We hope to see you out there. The shit show continues. Now let's get into the show, all right? Let's get into this goddamn show. Traditional masculinity, something Forte lacks, is what we're going to be talking about, you know? I'm seeing too many articles out there. Traditional masculinity is just, it's toxic. Now they've flavored up the word toxic masculinity, or the words toxic masculinity, and they're putting it traditional masculinity. Traditional masculinity. It's fucking, it's getting so stupid to me that they're beating you over the head because you like being macho. You like lifting weights, you know. You like chopping wood, making a goddamn fire. You can fix things in your own house. This traditional, and I say that in quotations, traditional masculinity is always wrote about by females, you know. I never understood how we're allowing females to tell us how to be men. You know what I mean? You don't know anything that goes on inside the male body, the things that we go through, like the changes in puberty, which I'm going to get into the testosterone rant. I got the perfect theory of like what we go through, and women don't understand it. Women don't get men. They don't understand us. You know, we're so easy to figure out, but at the same time, they make it so fucking complex. You want a man that's masculine, but also has a sensitive side. And then he, you know, I want him to open the door for me when we get out to go to Boston Pizza for chicken wings. But then when I chew his ear off for not taking out the garbage at 5 o'clock, as soon as he gets fucking home, he wonders why he doesn't want to do, and then I don't understand why he doesn't want to do these things for me. You know, I sit here all day long brewing up ideas in my head on how he's cheating upon me, and then sometimes when I have dreams he's cheating on me, so I wake up and I berate him as soon as he cracks his fucking eyes open and start telling him about everything he did wrong inside my head while I was in complete depths of sleep. When I was in the complete depths of sleep. I don't know how I worded that, but I'm going off the top here. You know, these are the things. And then you expect us to turn around and know everything about females. Oh, that's my period. And this is what happens on my period. Oh, I'm going through menstruation. Oh, God, menopause comes rolling around. Oh, my tits hurt. This hurts. That hurts. Oh, I'm sick. Oh, I feel cold. I'm too hot. I'm too warm. Oh, can I have your hoodie? Can I wear your hoodie? Oh, my God. Why are you sitting on the couch watching your favorite show at the specific time that you like sitting down? Oh, can you move over? Can I put my feet on you? Can I put my head on you? You know, it's just over and over, and we're supposed to know everything a fucking about you when you don't know anything about us. So today I'm going to break down what it's like going through the changes of turning into a man. That's right. We're going to talk about puberty. okay? The first steps of turning into a man, into a dude. It's right in middle school, you know? When those changes start to happen, and they do a fucked up thing towards us, right? They do, and nobody talks about what dudes go through when they go through the changes of growing from a boy to a man, you know? A boy to a man. Your nuts drop. Your voice deepens. You get a little fur on the sack. Your interests change drastically, right? But it's that one hormone that starts pumping through your body that makes you who you are. And it's okay to be a fucking man these days, okay? It's okay to be a man these days. Stop letting women who own small dogs and put too many plants in their house tell you how to be a fucking man, okay? There's no need for that. Any woman that has more than 3 tapestries hanging on her wall should not be giving advice about a gender they know nothing about. These are the women that give horrible dating advice. Horrible, horrible dating advice to their friends that are in great relationships. And because that advice is so bad, the woman that's in a great relationship starts questioning the relationship because her single friend, who's fucking brain dead, lives alone and talks to her dog like it's her best goddamn friend, and somehow thinks in her skull she knows what the dog's thinking at every exact moment of the day, somehow knows every personality trait about this shitty little rat that she bought off some Mexican couple who smuggled them in across the fucking border. And this woman right here is somehow a relationship expert because she went to college for psychology, right? It's always the brain dead women that are into psychology. And it all, you know, and to put a little sugar and spice on it, they're also the one that thinks, they're also the ones that think that putting a sapphire rock or an onyx rock in their front pocket every day they go out is going to ward off negative energy. Yeah, like the guy that looked at you like the little fawn that you are, the easily robbable, weak gender, is somehow, some way going to ward off. He's just that little stone in your pocket is going to ward off that man. And no negative energy is allowed into your little 2x6 bubble that you live in. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. For the month of October, we're giving away the Chili Willy beer box. That's right. Every order at DangerCatShop.com, that means every item purchased is considered an entry for the Chili Willy beer box. We got a nice little mini fridge customized with the Piss Tank logo on the front that we're giving away at the end of the month for every purchase on our store. Also, with every purchase on the store, you will get 1 of 4 Danger Kittens poster placed in your order for free. How exciting is that? Free Danger Kitten poster. Wow. Isn't that nice? Aren't we the best? Isn't this brand so nice to you? God almighty. And now, there's an extra episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast waiting for you on patreon.com/dangercats69. The roast battle is also being hosted on there, the full version. You can watch this all tonight or today, whatever the hell, for the low price of whatever it is online. I can't remember. But patreon.com/dangercats69, and you can become a Danger Dong Patreon supporter of the brand. Anyways, back to the episode. And this guy, because he felt the energy of the rock, is not going to hit you upside the head with a brick and steal your Chanel purse. You know? Somehow, that woman right there is qualified to give your old lady advice. So, I'm just going to leave it like that. Let's talk about testosterone. Let's talk about testosterone, right, gentlemen? This is what makes us us. This is what differs us from women, you know? That's the beauty of this. You as a man, you went through a phase. And this phase is very rarely talked about. It's always skipped over. You're just supposed to deal with it. You know? You were a young boy at one time. Remember that? Remember you used to be friends with all the girls in like your, I don't know, let's use grade 5, grade 6 class, right? Right before your nuts drop and your voice starts to change and, you know, you're growing into the man that you're meant to be, right? You're friends with all these little girls. They come over to your birthday party. You invite them over. They came over for sleepovers. You'd play fucking all these dumb games in the backyard. You were free. And then one summer, you go away. Grade 6 summer, you're coming back for the grade 7 year. Puberty hits you. Some shit starts changing, right? You come back. And now, instead of looking at all the girls that were once your friends the summer before, you notice something different. Something changes. You get like a weird tingly sensation if you see them in a weird kind of sexual way as a young boy and you don't know what's happening. It's fucking with you. Things are spinning out of control. You don't understand it. It's a weird time for you. You know, your voice is cracking. You're getting acne. I still have acne and I'm 30. You know, that's how great my skincare routine is, but that's not the point. And as these changes are happening on the opposite side of the playing field, those little girls that were once your friends are going through those changes as well, right? Things start to develop. And now you view these girls in a different light. And that's okay. That's fine. We're supposed to fucking, oh no. Well, fuck, you can't act like a boy. Boys will be boys. Somehow boys will be boys just turns into like every fucking guy that went through puberty somehow is a piece of shit because he started looking at his friend a little differently, you know, like it was our fault, you know. Oh, sorry that human nature is just to evolve to where we procreate because we're the apex predator on this fucking planet, you know? Oh, well, men are men. But meanwhile, you don't understand what goes on with us, okay? So as these fucking things are changing in us, have you ever seen like a horror movie with a teen wolf, right? You know that moment where like something changes and all of a sudden that teenager turns into the teen wolf and he shreds through his clothing. Think of that as testosterone running through a young 13-year-old boy. That's what's happening to us. Massive changes. There's a little bit more aggression. You know, you feel something. You feel like a spike. Like you got a newfound energy. Like it's a full goddamn moon, right? And that full moon just turned you into goddamn teen wolf. And then they have the audacity, these fox have the audacity to take that young boy that's going through these wild changes and put him in a classroom with other little girls that are going through those changes. And we're supposed to sit there, right? We're turning into a beast. And I'm not saying that we act on it and we're like over here groping and all this shit. But you sit there, it's like chaining a dog to a post and waving a stake right in front of his fucking eyes, right? That's what's happening. There's weird changes. What do you think happened before we had all these rules and walls and schools and all this shit? You know? When you were a young man back in the day when you were still a caveman, what did they sit there and just fucking like nod out? Is that what happened? No. No, of course not. We don't have a fucking clue what happened back then. But now there's all these rules about how you're supposed to act as a boy. This is how you're supposed to act as a man. All written by women now, right? None of them have a fucking clue what we go through. And like I'm saying, in middle school, they sit you down in all these little desks. And then like, now it's getting worse and worse. And I know what this is going to sound bad, okay? But the clothing is getting more provocative, you know? Now you just took that steak, you seasoned it, you put it on the grill, and now you just put it like an inch in front of their fucking nose just so they can smell it all day long. These fucking kids these days, man, the shit that they got. Then you have the internet, okay? As you're going through puberty and all these things are flowing through your body, right? You're starting to notice the female. You're starting to notice the female anatomy a little closer. You're like, oh, geez, you might have a knack for big tits, a big fat ass, or maybe twerking. Maybe you like twerking, you know? You see, because like I remember when I was going through this phase, I got thinking about this. In my era, when I was growing up, right, it was the low-rise jeans with the high thong. That was a big thing. That was a huge thing. It was a big fashion statement in the early 2000s. So when I was going through all that, and I finally, my school that I went through, right, was grade 6 to 12. So now me, as this little weirdo that's going through all these goddamn changes, you have a high school volleyball team with some goddamn rockets in spandex shorts, and you're supposed to sit in the bleachers and cheer on this shit and pretend like nothing, everything's okay. Everything's okay. It was boner fucking genocide in that goddamn gymnasium, okay? It was absolutely out of control. You could feel that. You could cut the tension with a knife. You know how many kids were figuring out a way to tummy tuck boners? You got really good at it and really fucking and really quick. And here you had to sit in this school as testosterone's flowing through your body. Something weird's happening here. I don't quite understand it. And they leave it so vague and be like, yeah, your nuts are going to drop and you're going to get a little hair on your face. And you're gonna grow a little bit. Like sex ed, they just leave that out. They don't tell you the feelings that you're gonna go through. Yeah, you're gonna have a sexual appetite like a motherfucker, but you don't know what it is you're hungry for, right? You ever been walking in the grocery store on an empty stomach? That's basically what it's like for a boy to go through fucking puberty. You don't know what the hell's going on. You're like, oh, man, I'm in the mood for cherries. I could eat some cherries. Oh, fuck. And I didn't mean that in the... You get what I'm saying? I didn't mean it like that. But you as a young man, you're walking around. You don't know what the hell's going on. It's a confusing, exciting time. Right? And it's tough because now you're looking at what's like your classmates. They sit you in the fucking classroom, right? Like I was saying before, they sit you in the classroom. As you're turning into Teen Wolf with all these little fawns, which are going through another confusing time of their life. They're trying to figure it out. And we know that all we want to do is fuck. We were designed to fuck. And it's a beautiful time because these little fawns are starting to figure out like, oh, things are changing. Things are changing. So now you're in this weird, confusing state all the time of like you guys all want to be sexual, but you don't know how. That's how I grew up with this shit. Now you open your phone, you can figure out how to fuck. You know, you can figure out how to fuck. We weren't fortunate enough to have the internet. Yeah, we had some shitty sex ed teacher that would show us a childbirth and basically scare you into not fucking. But there was still like some little side you'd always like think in your head and be like, I always wonder, what's pussy like? What is it like? And when you first, it's when you sink your teeth into the fucking, you get your first taste of blood, right? You get your first taste of blood. And I'm not referring to the first time, like, fucking, you know, there's blood and all this weird shit. You pop a cherry and it's weird. It's awkward. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to act. You don't even know what you like. You just sit in missionary and shove your dick in a hole. That's all. But you're chasing something that you don't know what the fuck it feels like. You don't know what the fuck is going on through your head. You don't know what you like. It's awkward. No one talks about that side of that shit for dudes. We go through a weird time, a very strange time of like growing into a man, growing into, you were a little boy with big dreams. You wanted to be Spider-Man. And next thing you know, in about fucking 2 years' time, in under 2 years, which isn't a very long time if you really fucking think about it. It blows by pretty quick. 1 minute, you're 10 years old playing Spider-Man in the backyard, jumping on the tramp, believing that you're going to be a superhero one day. And then now and you'd have Emily, who would come over, the neighbor girl. You know, she was your best friend. She was your best friend. You guys play in the backyard, all sorts of shit, all day long, play video games together. You'd fucking make TikTok dances or whatever kids are doing. And now 2 years down the road, things changed. Emily got tits and your balls just dropped. And now you're looking at Emily like she's a fucking snack and things are weird. And you don't know why. You're trying to contain yourself. You're awkward. You're trying to make a move, but you don't know what making a move is. You know? It's strange. Puberty's a fucked up thing. And we're back. This is the issue of dealing with a moron like myself. I forget to charge the batteries. Couple drinks, forgot to charge the batteries of my camera that I use for this. So here I sit, waiting, and probably more than likely late of getting the early episode out on Patreon. So those there, I apologize, but we're back. Like I was saying about testosterone, a young man with a new hormone pumping through his body, not quite understanding what's going on, the changes, your brain starts producing thoughts that you didn't know exist, you know? You become this mutant. You don't realize that you're a mutant, but you're changing. You're evolving into something better, greater, and that's being a man, all right? The childish ways of little boy is now exiting your body, and now you fiend for things like sucking on titties and maybe possibly getting into a fist fight. You know, you think of these things. When you were younger, you didn't really have that aggression that you have now. You didn't have the thoughts that you have now. Like we were talking about, little Emily across the street, who once came to your birthday party, you're now looking at as a snack. And that's all right. This modern or traditional masculinity that we're being told that all these things are bad. Everything that you exude is bad. You can't be macho. You can't be manly. God forbid, don't go outside and chop wood because some mushroom cut looking bitch might be offended. Her fucking septum piercing might flip inside out. And next thing you know, her pussy lips are growing teeth and she wants to kill all men, you know? God forbid that might happen because you as a man are developing into the man, or you as a boy, I should say, are developing into the man that you're meant to be. Don't be shy, gents. Don't be shy. Secondly, what the fuck? I hate this so much that women feel the need to tell men how to act like men. It drives me insane, you know? You don't tell a lion how to be a lion. It just is one, you know? The female lion isn't sitting around telling the male lion about what he needs to do or the garbage needs to be taken out or, you know, that's not how men act. Men don't do that. It's getting out of control. So you, as a man, should feel fine in the skin that you're in. Don't feel like you gotta, you know, tip your hat and be like, oh, my good lady. You know what? Some bitches are cunts. That's the reality of things. Not all men are fucking horrible. For some reason, you know, you go online and everything you read, men are bad, men are bad. No, it's just dumb bitches date dumb dudes. That's just it. You know, if you're a stupid bitch, more than likely, you've let a fucking guy slip his dick inside of you that's attached to a fucking moron, you know? This dick that he has is just attached to some brain-dead fuck going nowhere. Why do you think, like, the good women are married to good men? You know, you got these fucking Instagram thoughts, you know, these dumb whores. That's what they are. They're dumb whores. presenting themselves on the end. I don't understand why I can't find a good guy. It's because you're a shithead. You know, it's not that hard to figure out. 2 + 2 = 4, depending on where you go to school. But the reality is, if you're a moron, you're more than likely going to end up with a fucking moron. You know, if you're a shithead, you do shithead shit. What are you going to end up with? Probably a dumb whore. You want to know why you have an ashtray getting whipped at your head every time you come home a little drunk? Is because you're dating a psychopath and you probably have some issues as well. Like coming home drunk on a Monday, hammered out of your mind, which you know that you were supposed to take the kids to T-ball, right? You were supposed to get home after work, 6 o'clock, take the kids to T-ball, but instead you had a few too many shop beers, which ended up you going down to the local pub and pumping $60 into the VLTs. No, I don't know anything about that, all right? That was very descriptive and very, very, very real for some of you. And then you walk in through the front door only to see an ashtray traveling it's a weak throw. Let's be honest. It's not going to be a hard throw, but you're hammered. You know, your instincts are off. You're hammered. That thing pegs you right in the middle of the nose, and ashtrays are just heavy enough to break a fucking nose. And here you are wondering, how did I get here? Why am I with this psychopath? Well, because you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You deserve to be with an idiot if you do dumb shit like that. So to say that all men are bad, no. Some women are fucking retarded. You ever think that? You think retarded women and dumbass men get together and they have dumbass children? Yeah, happens all the time. It's true. You know, there's winners and losers in this world. And we all want to sit and pretend like it's not a part of everything needs to be fair. Everybody's got to win. Sorry. It's just not the way it goes. And to have women tell you how to be a man is out of fucking control. We don't sit there tell you how to be a woman. You know, if that was the case, the world would be a lot quieter. You know, good women stay quiet, you know, and men just shut the fuck up most of the time. Most of the guys I know, just want peace and quiet, right? What do you want? Peace and quiet and a good joke every now and then. You're not asking for much in this big goddamn world, right? You're not. You're a humble guy. Wake up. Put the boots on. We love saying that around here. You wake up, put the boots on. What do? Head out to the day job. You drive down that lonely road every morning wishing that you could lay in bed till 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. 10 p.m. Holy shit. That's a hangover day, right? That's a hangover day. Sorry, gents. Didn't mean to disrespect you like that. But you wake up, you travel down that road 6 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., whatever time in the morning that you don't want to be awake, sailing down the road, thinking to yourself, I am too fucking tired for this shit. Why did I do this to myself? All right, because if I don't, then I'm like the deadbeat prick that's going to get an ashtray to his fucking face. You know, I got a good woman. I'm taking care of her. I got a great family. I love them to pieces. That's part of being a man, being a provider. You know, that's the joy of it. We do a lot of shit that we don't like. We do, you know? No guy wakes up on a Saturday and says, boy, I would really like to go for brunch with your friends. Boy, oh boy, after a long week of doing a bunch of shit I didn't want to do, nothing I'd like to do more is shit I don't want to do. Right? No guy says that. Nobody. Oh, yeah, no, I would love nothing more than getting out of bed early to be ready by 10 to go fucking eat some shitty fucking eggs that I could cook at home for half the goddamn cost and sit with people that I don't want to be with. But you do it. You do that anyways, right? You wake up with a smile on your face because you aim to please. And you sit there and you know, and if it's on a Sunday, You're a football guy. 11 p.m. What is with the p.m.s? Maybe I need to fucking get my shit together. But you do this, right? You didn't know that you were going to do this when your nuts dropped. You didn't know that being a man consisted of that. When your nuts first dropped, when you first hit puberty, you thought fucking, oh man, you smell, you there's an aroma in the air, you know, when hormones are changing and you get these pheromones that just leak into the air and it's like, it snaps you. It's like a sniffing salt, you know? Remember the first time you got to sniff a pussy and you realize like, oh, that's that smell. Oh, wow. That just, it doesn't, and it's not like it's not a scent that you first initially smell it. It's not like it's not like whiskey. You know, you smell whiskey, not when you're hungover and you're like, mmm. But when you first initially smelt whiskey, it was like, oh boy, ah, yeah, yeah. What is that? It's an acquired taste over time. And you didn't know that as a young youth, as a teenager. But once that scent, you get that smell, you learn to love it. You learn to love it. Ah, but how would a woman ever understand that, you know? The things that we go through as men, they'll never understand. We're not very vocal about it. We're getting better, you know? You come on this show, I think I described what you went through as a youth because we all went through it, right? I've been there. I've walked that path. I'm with you. That's why this is a dude podcast, right? We like the same shit. Pussy. Money. Having a good goddamn time. Living a little bit of life. Hanging out with the buds, cracking cold ones. We like the same shit. That's why we're all here. That's why you come here Thursday, 3 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, every goddamn week, come to check in on your old uncle. What has he got to say this week, this old psychopath? What did he drum up in his goddamn head? I'm interested. That's why you're here, you know? And that's why things like us... Us dudes, we just like let it slide off the back, you know? There's no need for turmoil all the time, right, gentlemen? There's no need for that. We don't wake up every day looking for a fucking problem, you know? We don't. And that's after, that's after years of the world beating you down of like how wrong you are about everything. Oh man, to be young again. I miss that. The thought of like middle school is so crazy to me, you know? Like all these bodies are changing and everything's weird, right? You're going through an awkward phase. You as a young man, you know, you're starting to get interested in girls, you know? There's this weirdness in the air you can't quite describe, right? You're awkward. You don't know how to act. You don't know how to, like, you know, oh, man, these girls, I was friends with them for so long, but I'm weirdly and oddly attracted to them for some reason, and they're developing. This is great. Look at this. Holy Christ, Emily over the summer is going to set on her. And you thought these things, you know? You're getting like hot flashes sitting in class and then like you're wandering off and you're thinking about things or you catch a glimpse of things. See what happened in my day because we didn't have Palm Pilots of porn just sitting in our fucking hands all day long. You know, we couldn't just look up titties. We just couldn't do that. It sucked, you know? So there was like images that would fucking burn into your brain, just burn into your brain and you never forget them. Right? Like, for instance, I remember, I'm not going to say her name. She was older than me. And I remember in gym class one time, she was in the workout room, right? Giant hammers running on the treadmill and every kid staring, you know, every kid staring. Those things are bouncing around. Look like two bowling balls trying to have a fist fight. You know, it was insane. Everybody's running around with boners in gym class. Like, this should be illegal. What is happening here? what is happening here? Or like the first time you seen, like, you know, the first time when one of the girls in class would like bend over, pick her pencil up, and you get a glimpse of the color of her thong. Remember, this is early 2000s. Low-rise jeans, high thongs, and you get a glimpse of that thing. All a piece of fabric. That's what it did to you. You saw a piece of fabric, and you went crazy in your skull. You're like, whoa. You're sitting in your desk, and you're like, fuck, man. Holy shit. That was awesome. You didn't even see anything sexual. It was underwear, you know? It was exciting. You seen this. You're like, holy shit. Wow. Oh. Boy, oh boy, that is just magnificent. Look at that thing. Oh. And you'd be wound up. You'd be thinking about that thing later. You went home and you're rubbing, you know, you had to like move awkwardly in your desk. Cause then like as you did that, your little fucking meat whistle would rub against your little fabric on your underwear, or in your underwear, I should say. And it felt nice. You're like, oh, wow, holy shit. And then for the rest of the class, you couldn't focus no more because you got a glimpse of Emily's goddamn purple thong. Piece of fabric. Sent you bananas. You didn't know what was going on with you. It was just that developing stage. Everything's revving at $9,000 all the time. And you don't know why. You're like, fuck, is this motor going to overheat? And it never does. But as you get older, it tapers off. You know, you're a horny little devil. The horniness in middle school and the fact that they put us all together is just wild to me. You know, it's like a fucking science experiment. You're just dumping all this shit into a petri dish and wondering what the hell's going to happen here. It's crazy. Poor little bastards. I know what you went through. It's hell. It's hell inside your head. Trying to focus on mathematics, and here you're trying to think of like, how could I divide her legs? Little horn dog. Everything wrong with you right then and there. Christ almighty. It's a fucking shit show. It's a fucking shit show. Let's get into this fan question. I just gotta find it. But yeah, isn't that wild? That's what we did as kids. That's what we fucking did. You had to sit in the classroom and all these This one's wild. You know, we went from that to this. This one's wild this week. Our fan question this week. We'll keep them anonymous. I listen to the Uncle Hack podcast every Thursday. It definitely motivates me to give and gives me great laughs, but I have a serious situation going on right now. I currently have two girls pregnant at the same time, and I'm only 22. I don't have a serious job, and I have no idea what to do. Is it time to find a nice tall bridge? Woo! God damn. This little fucker's got himself in quite the scenario. This is, you know what, man? Oh, this might be the one that stumps me. Just kidding. I'm a man with a plan. You can try and stump me. It'll never fucking happen. Right here, buddy, is what you got to do. Get a serious fucking job and quick. That or run. Why kill yourself? Life is too great. Why would you want to kill yourself? First off, what were you thinking? Coming in, bitches, is never a good idea. I've never understood the fascination. Like, here's what bothers me. Revert back to the beginning. Remember how we were saying stupid men end up with stupid women? Right here is a fucking idiot. So you're coming in two women, and you've been dancing with the devil for so long now, right? I don't know how long you've been banging these bitches. Quite frankly, I don't care. But you, being an idiot, you thought it was a good idea to dump loads in both of them, right? Thought it was a great idea that you should... This is what I should do. I should dump loads in both of them. And then when a problem like this pops up, you sit in your, you got your head in your lap thinking, what the fuck, man? Why is this happening to me? Because you're being an idiot. You don't fly that close to the sun, you're eventually going to fucking explode. You know? I hate when this, like, should I kill myself? No. No. Do what every self-respecting man on this planet does. Pull up your pants and saddle up. You got a lifetime, well, at least 18 years of misery in front of you. You know? Holy shit. Two women pregnant at the same time. Wow. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, it's it feels great. Don't get me wrong. It feels great when you dump one in, you know? When you just unleash a load into somebody, it feels phenomenal. I haven't done it too many. I'm way too paranoid of being a father. I mean, look at me. Do I look like I could raise a fucking child, let alone two with two different women? God, no. Do I want that? Absolutely not. And here this guy got himself into a scenario like this. Holy shit. I definitely don't kill yourself. I'm not going to encourage somebody to go and take their own life, but, you know. And that's where we get canceled. This is where I'll never find another endorsement, not that I have any, for this show, you know. This is where things start to fall apart fast. Holy shit. Wow. I got really no advice for you other than welcome to the club of misery. You were 22, right? Life was good. You were running wild. You thought that you were on top of the fucking world. And now reality has kicked you in the ass and it's settled in real fucking quick. Your youth is now going to be spent figuring out how I'm going to double down with two fucking baby mamas. You better pray for like a miscarriage or something like that. And you know what? Why would he say something like that? Because look, everyone wants to act like people don't talk like this behind closed doors, right? And I'm not the only one. Why would I say that? Humble yourself, you fucking prick, you lowlife, you piece of shit. Who do you think you are? You think you're the only one talking like this? No, but what I meant to say was this is how a lot of us talk with one another. We need that dark humor sometimes to have a laugh. You got to take something that's real heavy like this and try and make light of it.
Oh, and you think that your miscarriage is a way to make light of the situation?
Yeah. I guarantee you, if you were to say that, if one of his buddies were to say that to him, he's like, yeah, you know what? You're kind of right. You're kind of right. It's horrible to say. You know what? Know how many children are lost every fucking day over miscarriages and all that? Is it a horrible traumatic event to go through? I don't know. I don't have a pussy. God loves me. That's all I'm going to say. God loves me. That's why he gave me a dick. The most anti-feminist podcast on the planet. Toxic, traditional, sorry. Excuse my words. Traditional masculinity. But in the traditional masculine way, you know what? Maybe. This is where you, like, got to turn into a man, okay? This is where you got to turn into a man. Jokes aside, right? You got to get off your ass now. Playtime's over. Now, you have not one, but two mouths to feed, okay? This means you have a fucking responsibility. Because nothing I fucking hate more is seeing deadbeats. Just seeing deadbeats, you know? Not doing anything with their kids. Not providing or, you know, fuck that bitch. You know what, you idiot? You know what, you fucking moron? You're the one that decided to fucking come inside of her. You made the kid. It's half your problem.
Well, I told her not to keep it.
Well, you should have shot a rope up her back. Like anybody with a fucking skull attached to their goddamn spine. You know? But instead, you wanted to dance with the devil. And sometimes when you dance with the devil too much, that fucker catches up to you. And he catches up to you real goddamn quick. Especially when you, like I said, when you want to fly that close to the goddamn sun, what the hell's wrong with you? And now you want to, you think that ending it all is the answer. Well, it's one way to close the book, that's for sure. But if you're going to move on to the next chapter, it's time to fucking pull the pants up, big boy, and go get yourself a big boy job. No more stocking shelves at EB Games. No more, the dream of being an online streamer is over. You know, are you a SoundCloud rapper? Who gives a shit? Nobody listens to your stuff. Nobody cares. You scumbag. Get out there, get a real job, and go work with the real men. You know? You know where you'll fit in great? Is a pipeline outside of Fort St. John. I imagine that there's a few guys up in that area with the same goddamn problem, and they'll coach you right through it. You don't need me. You don't need therapy. You need a job out on the pipeline where you're away with for a month and hang out with the fellas. That's your good time now, is going to work. And when you come home, guess what? You're baby daddy for two fucking women. Maybe if you're smart, you'll put them in, you'll put them under the same roof. That'd work out great. Hey, two baby mamas under the same roof. You pay rent on one place, then you just got to feed four mouths. Two kids and two wives. Good on you. There you go. I'm helping you out here. See, this is your plan moving forward. You got to convince both of them that you're going to rent a fucking place, or if you own one, sell it, because you're going to need a bigger one. And we'll put the kids in both rooms. We'll give you both separate rooms, and I'll sleep on the couch when I'm home. You guys can be sister wives. How's that sound? I'm sure they'll go for it. I'm sure you're a brilliant young lad that can convince two broads to move in together and raise both your kids. And meanwhile, when you head up north, and you can't be angry because these broads are going to want to fuck somebody other than you. So you get to be the paycheck that lives downstairs for being a fucking moron while these two get their guts pounded out by the neighbor. Basically, you're running like a shitty sorority at a community college in Alabama is what you're doing here. You know, everybody's pregnant. We're all living off of no-name craft or no-name macaroni and cheese. Kool-Aid packets up the wazoo. You got this all figured out. I think you're going to do fine in life, young man. I think you're going to do great. With me as your co-pilot, no need to jump off that bridge. No need to swan dive off the bridge. Why would you want to do that when you could just have both of them in the same house? Then you could deal with all the issues at one time. Welcome to the new reality that you just stepped into. This is going to be a lot of fun for you. I'm sure you're not going to regret this one bit. I think that you made a great decision here. Complete 180 on my answer before. Now you got two kids with two different women. Now you can... Oh, man, you're like four people away from being Charles Manson. Start a cult. Why not? We haven't seen a good cult in a while. Why wouldn't you just start one? You know, be the next, what was his name? David Hirsch? Was that his name? The Waco, Texas guy? Put them all in a compound. Knock them all up. Why not? Seems like a decent time. You're making lemons out of lemonade. I know I fucked that up. I mean, shit. What else can honestly go wrong at this point? Nothing. You've done all the damage. You've done all the damage. I would say, yeah, ask him to move into one place that cuts the rent in half. Then, hey, you also have a place to rest your head when you come back from a 30-day hitch and you get your 4 days off. And those 4 days are filled with you being baby daddy for two different fucking babies from different women. I mean, what could honestly go wrong? That, or you better fucking figure out cryptocurrency really goddamn quick. I see some people getting rich off that. And you could have separate lives between the two. You could lie about going up north, spend 10 days with one, 10 days with the other, and then 10 days to yourself. There's your month. There's your month. All by being a crypto king. I'm full of game plans, okay? I'm full of all sorts of game plans. And I could sit here and fill your ear with all of them if you'd really like. My God. Wow. There's some motivation for you, gents. Like, if you think that everything in your time is going bad, everything in your little life is going bad, you could be in this guy's situation. That's what this show's for. Sometimes we got to take a step back and look at what somebody's going through and realize maybe our shit isn't so bad. Because this guy right here is going into a fucking tire fire. He's running in with no protection whatsoever. He's like, hey, I'm just going to run in here, see if I get burnt a little. Meanwhile, he comes out just a crisp, burnt to the fucking gills. That's what's fucking happening here. Holy shit. Bet you feel fucking awesome now, don't you, fellas? Hey, you could be going through this at 22 years old. What, you remember when you were 22? Imagine finding out you didn't knock up one, but two females at the same time. Consider yourself blessed. Or maybe the girl you knocked up ended up having twins. A lot of crazy shit happens out there. A lot of people. Holy hell. Wow. What a time to be alive. I'm glad this guy messaged me. How beautiful. Good on you. But I do, I hope you do the right thing and run away. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast.